Hi there, and welcome.
Blog Talk to Radio.
Well, excuse me. Hello there, and welcome to the very first Relaxed Readings Live. If you were wondering what had happened there, the prompt told me that we had gone live. I was beginning the intro. And the prompt interrupted me. Of course it did. Of course it did. Hello, how are you? My name is Tor, Tor Web Weaver. I am here. Yes, I'm here. I'm live. We're also live on relaxedreadings.com in my room there. This is why we're here. Okay. We're here via, as part of, in association with relaxedreadings.com. So let me tell you a little bit about what relaxedreadings.com is. First of all, relaxedreadings.com is a brand new psychic platform. Okay. I don't even think that we are a month old at the moment. We're still in the progress of building. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing was built in a day. So we are still in the progress of building up, getting all the technical hiccups and stuff sorted out right. But the reason behind relaxedreadings.com existence was because myself and people who I know who also work in the psychic industry, as well as clients, and I think that this is the important thing, as well as clients, were unhappy with how they were being treated on some of the bigger platforms, on some of the bigger sites, on some of those. We won't name them, but you know, they were very unhappy with how they were being treated, with how things were being run. And I was trying to find an alternative. I was trying to find an alternative where the readers could perform in a relaxed environment. And when I say perform, what I mean is, you know, when you're live on video, because it is a video site, you want to be able to entertain a little bit. You want to be able to feel like you've got a show. And so that's what I mean by perform. So, you know, where the psychics and readers could have their show and a relaxed environment, and where the clients and visitors and viewers could also come and have a relaxed environment. And I said to my very good friend, and I'm hoping to bring her on in just a minute, I said to her, I think I'm going to have to do something about this. I think I'm going to have to do something about the lack of alternative for these bigger sites. And she said, don't think about it. Just do it. And, you know, she was probably half joking. And I said, okay. She went to bed. Time difference. It was morning for me. It was nighttime for her. She went to bed. I think she was only in bed for like 4 hours, mind you. She woke back up and relaxed readings. Relaxed readings was made. It was formed. It was there. The basis was there. The structure was there. And that's what we're working with at the moment. And that's what we're working with in terms of perfecting it and in terms of and building upon what we have there already. So, these little shows, there'll be a few of these little shows over the next month, okay? The Relaxed Reading Lives project will be around for about a month. And I'm just going to put that straight off the bat, because really, what I want to do is to have you guys coming over to relaxedreadings.com to interact with us there. So we're going to be on Blog Talk Radio in this format, in this sort of casual Relaxed Readings Live settings for a month. Okay. And if you would like to interact with the show, if you'd like to speak to me live, if you'd like to have a reading live, the number to call in is 646-564-9732. 646-564-9732 for you to call in and I can give you a reading. Now, when it comes to the readings, I have to say I'm in the UK. So there's a few little rules and regulations that we have to stick to because I am based in the UK. And those are, can't really do questions live on air in regards to health or pregnancy, you know, legal matters and finances in terms of things where, like, you know, where there's legal things involved, like a mortgage or something like that. So try and stick to one question. They are mini readings. And try and also keep that in mind that we can't really do it. It's basically legal and health things. And we do have a caller in at the moment, and I hope that this is who I believe it to be. So I'm going to bring this caller in. Hello, 314. How are you?
Exactly who this is.
Yes, I was hoping that you would manage to call in. I was just speaking about you. Did you hear me saying the story about how Relaxed Readings was born?
I was listening, yes.
Yeah.
How I pushed you off the cliff. That's what you said.
So for those of you who don't know, this is my spiritual sister, my partner in crime, the wind beneath my wings. This is the Red Hawk, who is our advisor of the month or reader of the month over at relaxreadings.com. Would you like to say hello to our listeners, my lovely?
Hello and welcome to Relaxed Readings. We are so thankful and honored to have you all as guests and hopefully clients in the future.
Yeah, and I was explaining to them as well that really we're going to have the Relaxed Readings live show sporadically for about a month, and then really what I want people to do is to get their cute little bots over to relaxedreadings.com to continue the interaction and stuff with us there, because we do broadcast there, you know, we do have the show aspect there as well, don't we? Especially you do your Straight Talk with Red Hawk show on there pretty much every day, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. There's like an echo. Throwing me off.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Hello? That's much better.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. Yes, I do have my show, Straight Talk with the Red Hawk, that I show up almost every day. Some days I'm not, you know, there, but for the majority of the time I am there, inspiring you, motivating you, uplifting you, and also giving you card pulls as well. So make sure you guys head over to Relax Readings so you can check me out via Relax Readings on Straight Talk with Red Hawk, and also Tor doing his thing.
Right, and they don't really have to go anywhere to find you because you are the Reader of the Month. It was originally Reader of the Week. I thought, you know what? Let's make it Reader of the Month. So you are the Reader of the Month for November. So all you have to do to find Red Hawk when she is logged on is to head over to relaxedreadings.com. And at the minute, to find out when Red Hawk is live, it does post to her Twitter, which is at the Red Hawk 1967, I believe, is a Twitter handle. Have I got that right off the top of my head?
That is correct. The Red Hawk 1967 on Twitter. Sure is.
So follow her on Twitter to find out when she goes live on relaxedreadings.com. As I was saying before, Rome wasn't built in a day, so we are working on perfecting everything and sort of building on everything that we have going on there. Now, do you have your cards handy? Because I want to demonstrate a mini one question reading for the listeners, you know, for if they want to type in the chat, or if they do want to call in to have one. I'm not going to lie, I'm not expecting much interaction tonight. It is the first show. You know, we only have 15 or so minutes left. So if we could just demonstrate a reading for each other, and then when people listen to the archive, they can, you know, they know what they can call in to get.
Yes, actually, I do have the cards handy. I now have 26 decks, and my most favorite deck at the moment is the Girl Power Oracle, which is your latest creation.
Oh, thank you for that little plug. Yes, I am the creator of the Girl Power Oracle deck. And you can, if you just Google Girl Power Oracle, that will come up, but will come up where to buy that. So thank you for that little plug. I'm actually blushing. If anybody's watching me over on relaxedreadings.com at the moment, that is not the pink light. That is actually me blushing.
Well, you know, I'm always hyping you up effortlessly. It's like breathing. Why wouldn't I, you know?
And you are such a good, supporter of the crazy things that I just randomly do. I mean, you've just run in the house to be part of the show tonight as well. So thank you very much for all the support that you provide.
Wonderful. No problem. You are my wee one for the past, 4 or 5 years now. So, it's a privilege to know you. You're a good guy. Love you to life.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I love you to life, too. Now, of course, new show, new technical problems. I'm not seeing the chat at the moment. It's just stuck on a loading screen. So if you are in the chat, I do apologize. Let me see if I can get it up on another screen. Let me see here.
I forgot about that part. I didn't forget about it. I just couldn't find it on the other show we did the other night. So I just said, forget about it.
Right. And do you want to just give a little plug for that show while we're here?
Oh, mercy. Sure. okay, me and Tor got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We kind of like piggyback off of each other's happenings. And I do have a show. I do have a show called Don't Ask Me Shit, Let the Cards Speak. And it actually is an interactive show also where I would love for you guys to come over and just really, truly, don't ask me shit. Just let the cards speak and let's see what they have to say to you.
Fantastic, and I love that name. But for now, I am going to ask you shit. I'm going to ask you a question because we want to demonstrate a mini reading. I do have the chat up, so if you do want to ask either myself or Red Hawk a question tonight, you can put it in the chat on Blog Talk Radio on the Relax Readings live show page, or on my own page here on relaxreadings.com. I do have that chat up as well. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a very dangerous question. Probably shouldn't be asking you this live on the radio, but I would like to know what the next month brings in for relaxed readings.
Okay, this is live, and you'll forgive me. I'm out chasing Bally into the house, if you can still hear me. I'm away from the I'm actually away from the house, trying not to yell. This is live. Okay, so what was the question? I'm so sorry. I do have the cards already in my hand.
Oh my goodness. Bally is the star of the show again. On your show the other night, he was the star because he started barking at the rain. He sleeps. And now he's the star because you're having to chase him. Should we just pack in our jobs and let Bally be on camera? I mean, come on.
Oh my god.
He's saying, listen, it's time for you two to step off. It's my time. Okay. The question was, what you see the next month bringing in for relaxedreadings.com?
Okay. As I said, I was going to be... Mercy. Let me catch my breath. You know I'm 50 years old, running down the street silently trying to catch a dog. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, it is Relaxed Readings Live, okay? I mean, this was the thing, and sorry to cut you off there, but this was the kind of energy that we want to portray with Relaxed Readings and all the projects that we do with that, because so many things, so many places, so many bigger sites, they're too focused on perfection. They're too focused on, you know, everything being 100% right, everything being 100% HD, everything being, you know, this and that.
Perfect.
And the other. And that is not what we want with Relaxed Readings. We want it to feel relaxed. We want it to be funny. We want to show you that readers and psychics and advisors and angel experts and all that, that we are just real people who have this extra sense.
Yeah.
To use, you know, it's the same as being able to sing or being able to play the piano or being an artist or being, you know, great at sports or something like that. We just have this extra sense that we want to provide you with to help guide you, but we're relaxed and we are real. And yeah, so the floor is yours with the answer to the question there, Red Hawk.
Okay, the question you asked, let me make sure I got it right, was, you know, as far as the next month going forward, how do I see things over at Relaxed Readings? And you, you will be amazed at the fact that we've got some of the same cards that we pulled the other night for this same particular question.
Right.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to be amazed because... Yeah.
No.
I know how the cards work.
I know, right? Spirit told me to say, well, you're not going to be amazed, but they may be amazed, but they don't even know. But here are the cards in reference to the question, which I don't think you asked the question last time because the questions were, don't ask me shit, so I'm pretty sure you didn't ask me anything. But here are the cards. You got the Pussycat Dolls beep. It says, stop being overly concerned with what others think. If something is making you happy, keep it up. That was the first card in reference to that question. The second card was the Girls Aloud, no good advice. Don't take what people are saying to heart today. Somebody's talking about you, boo. The final card is the Cheeky Girls, Cheeky Flamenco. It says, what you are asking about has a positive outcome. Proceed with this situation. It will bring you joy. Now, do you recall these cards being pulled the other night?
I recall the Girls Aloud card, no good advice, being pulled the other night. And I remember that we had to explain a little bit about what that was about. Because we did have already, you know, we're barely a month old, and we did have quite a serious trolling incident on relaxedreadings.com. And I don't want to keep bringing the energy of that back into the forefront, so we'll just leave it at that we had quite a serious trolling incident that we had to sort of deal with, which was making the atmosphere not very relaxed.
Exactly, and you took care of it very promptly, unlike the other sites that let their workers be trolled and disrespected and this and that. So it was a shame that it was one of our peers, but such is life.
Yeah, it happens. And this is the thing, and Spirit's kind of prompted me to point out that a lot of this kind of behavior, whether it be on our own site, and hopefully it won't happen again over on RR, but a lot of this kind of behavior is actually from peers through jealousy for whatever reason. Now, I don't know what people have got to be jealous of me of. You know, I just do my thing. I try things. If they don't work, you know, I say, hey, well, at least I tried, you know. I try my best to do stuff. I don't think that makes me better than anybody else or more talented. It's just I just try things.
You do. You're a doer. You're not just a speaker. I mean, I've known you for 4.5 years, I believe. It seems like I've known you for a lifetime. But out of all the years that I've known you, you are a doer. So you don't just talk about it. I mean, you may, just like, you know, Relaxed Readings, that's been on your mind for a while, but it's like that appointed day when I said, okay, don't talk about it, be about it. And you were about it, and it was born. So, I mean, a lot of times people who are jealous or whatever, they don't have what it takes to, you know, push themselves, but you have a great support system. So, you did it.
Now, I do have a question that's come in from one of my own private clients. They're listening. They've sent it in via email. They would like to remain anonymous. This is why they've emailed in. And that's fine, too. If you do want to email me, it's relaxedreadings@mail.com. That's relaxedreadings@mail.com. You can email questions in for future shows. That's absolutely fine. We're going to be here, like I say, just randomly every so often for the next month, so make sure to follow us here. And you can say, you know, I want to remain anonymous. That's absolutely fine. The guidance is the same. I know who you are. Cards will still provide the same information. That's absolutely fine. So this lovely lady would like to remain anonymous, and she's asking about what C will think and feel about their meeting tomorrow. So I'm going to put you on that first, and if you'd like to tag team with me, Red Hawk, I would love that.
Okay, well, you go on, do your thing.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a couple of cards on that first for this lovely lady. We'll just stick to calling her Lovely Lady.
Yes, because I'm pretty sure she is quite lovely.
Do you know what? She's absolutely beautiful. She actually popped a picture in with that particular message, and she's absolutely stunning.
Wonderful.
Let's pull a few cards here. Now, what I have here initially is a lot of frisky energy. This person is very, very much sexually attracted to you, Lovely Lady. This person, see, that you're asking about, he's very sexually attracted to you. I see a lot of history between you two. I kind of feel like things have been a little bit on and off, a little bit here, there, and everywhere. But it's almost, they're telling me that it's through no fault of his own. Often we get questions like this, and it's kind of like, yeah, well, that person's no good. And I don't feel like this person's no good. I feel like this is through no fault of his own. I feel like different circumstances have stopped him from fully engaging in certain aspects of his life. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because I know that you'll know what I'm talking about. So there's a lot of frisky energy. He felt like you were looking very well. He felt like you were looking very nice. I do get that there was a work connection with this, and he felt like you handled the situation with a lot of professionalism. And I feel like that's important to you, that he still sees you in a professional light, even though there is that romantic and sexual undercurrent there. It's still important for you, for him to see you in that professional light. And he does. Although there's no favoritism there, and I feel like it's important to say that there's no favoritism because of the romantic and sexual connection. But he does still see you in a professional way, and I've just pulled you a fairy card as well, and what we have is the holiday card, and the healing card from the fairy decks here. Those cards from the fairy deck, the holiday and the healing card, and what this tells us is that you will see. This is more of a timing thing. Whatever your winter holiday is, I know that you're not a celebrator of Christmas, etc. But whatever your winter holiday time is, you will actually see a lot of progress with this person in terms of how this situation moves forward. And I'm going to hand it over to Red Hawk, because we do just have 3 minutes or so left of the show.
Oh, yes, I while you were giving your portion of the reading, I pulled from the Angel Answers deck. We got the Ask for Help from Others. We got Listen to Your Intuition, and also Success. So right now you are asking for help from others, which is, you know, getting sound advice from Tor, your leader. Take me to your leader. But you are to listen to your own intuition, because you are the one who is actually in this relationship. So, I mean, more communication and, you know, just spending more quality time as to – oh, you did say we're on a time frame. I'm sorry. Success is the final answer. There will be success within this, whatever it is you all have going on there. So success is the end answer. So nothing to worry about.
I think that's a nice way to cap that off with, you know, with the two of us, you know, looking at that read there. That success card, I think, is really nice, especially as my last card was the healing card. You can't get much better than combining success and healing.
I tell you.
I don't think. So, my lovely, do you have any closing words or anything that you would like to say before we wrap up the show? Anything you'd like to get across? This was our first Relaxed Readings Live.
All I want to say is thank you for tuning in, and please find us all over in our little spots. As Tor said, I am the Red Hawk 1967 over on Twitter. I'm just the Red Hawk over at Relaxed Readings. Just come hang out with us.
That's it, exactly. Yes, come and hang out with us. Seriously. Because that's the thing as well, and this is what I would really like to get across quite dominantly, is that at least Red Hawk and I, we're not going to be harassing you to actually have a reading over there. We want you to have that service. We want you to be able to say, this person this person seems like a good reader. I would like to have a reading with them. And Red Hawk and I are both offering our rates over there at the moment at just 1 credit per minute, which works out at $1 per minute, 75 pence per minute if you're paying in pounds, and 86 cents if you're paying in euros. So you could actually have a 10-minute reading with myself or with Red Hawk for $10 or less than £10 or less than 10 euros, which I think is a fantastic offer.
I would concur. Yes, definitely. 10 minutes can get you, I mean, as I stated in one of my videos, 10 minutes could change your whole life. I mean, for 10 minutes.
It sure can. It sure can. So come over, relaxreadings.com. Keep a hold of our number here, 646-564-9732. Keep a note of that for next time. Email relaxedreadings@mail.com. That's relaxedreadings@mail.com. Email in your question for future shows. We'll be back maybe tomorrow, maybe later tonight. I don't know. We'll see, because we're going to make the most of this. We're going to make the most of this month and being here on Blog Talk Radio, relaxedreadings.com. Big kisses, big hugs. Thanks for listening. Girl power.
Girl power.